You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
About 6-7 years ago, and this number seven is not by coincidence, but I was sitting on my couch in Port St. Lucie, watching the evening news, the local news, not the national news. And what's the first thing they bring up? This little 2-year-old girl in Fort Pierce was killed in a drive-by. Obviously, they weren't aiming for her, but they killed her. So I'm looking at my wife, and I said, boy, that's tough in Fort Pierce. That's just a tough way to live. And all of a sudden, I felt a presence come upon me like, really? Are you going to continue to sit on your rump and do nothing? Whoa, what's this all about? So I was meeting with a pastor at that time. We were fellowshipping. His name was Apostle Walter Barron. Walter Barron was a terrific man of God. Anyway, I called Walter and I said, Walter, we can't do this anymore. The violence in Fort Pierce is ridiculous. And I said, I felt something come over me with this 2-year-old girl being killed in a drive-by. So we decided to do something different. We decided to do a walk on a Friday night at 10 o'clock in the heart of the hood on 13th Street at Neighborhood Bible Revival Church. And we walked people from different churches with candles lit, and we sang and we prayed, and we walked down 13th Street. This went on for a couple of months. In fact, I think it was the second month we did it. We're coming up on, Avenue K, and I'd say four gangbangers look at me and they say, what are you doing? I said, we're praying for you. We're praying for your safety. We're praying because a 2-year-old girl was shot and killed and she was innocent. So I said, we're praying for you. And all of a sudden they looked and they just like cheered. Like they were like, wow, here's a white boy in my neighborhood on a Friday night praying for me. So long story short, Walter said, you know what? It's getting too much for some of the older people to walk at night at this distance. So why don't we do it with cars? So Sheriff Ken Mascara, we talked to him. Long story short, the last Friday of every month at a different church every month for the last 6.5 years, we do a caravan for Christ where 30, 40 cars are escorted by sheriff's deputies through different routes that we choose each month. And we pray. And during this time, gang violence is all but gone. The violence in Fort Pierce has come to a stop. Economic development is occurring in St. Lucie County, in Fort Pierce, not just Port St. Lucie, but in Fort Pierce. So God hears our prayers. So these are some of the things that I've been involved in, and it's just been a blessing. And, you know, as I chair the Economic Development Council of St. Lucie County, this is my last year. Before I was chairman, I had asked Pete Tesh, who's the president. I said, Pete, is there a way we can open up the board meetings in prayer? So in a very secular response, he said, I'll have to take it before the executive committee. And they did. We open up every board meeting of the Economic Development Council in prayer. Seacoast Bank Board, every board meeting is opened up in prayer. And now the city governments and county governments are beginning to open up in prayer. About 3 months ago, Stewart, the city of Stewart now, is opening up in prayer. So this Treasure Coast Christian Alliance has given me and others on the board an opportunity to reach other pastors, other civic leaders, and to put God in our community. We got a long way to go.
This is great. Now, I have to be honest with you. When you said Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, I'm going, you know, to me, those are just Christian Alliance. What in the world does that mean? It's I'm sure there are other people like me out here. Of course, I was a high school dropout, so I'm always trying to catch up from these 70 years I've lived. But so Alliance means the Christians are coming, are aligning themselves with the outside world, or?
Yes. The Alliance means we're not just pastors, but the Alliance is bringing business and civic leaders that together, you have a NATO alliance, okay? So that North Atlantic Treaty Organization was set up with a purpose. That's the same thing with the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, is to bring a vision that Pastor Jim Way had to our area. And by the way, his wife Sherry is our administrative assistant. She has been a blessing. And you've
seen her. She's amazing. She's the one that answers the phone at WCNO.
Yes.
The prayer requests and stuff. And she's sort of the glue, the epoxy that keeps that whole station together under the, of course, the authority of Jonathan.
Absolutely. And Jonathan's done a terrific job of elevating that station to the next level. And I'm just so proud to have Jonathan and Sam. And, you know, we had some tragic losses. Apostle Walter Barron died, as did actually, we had two pastors in Martin County, Rick Addison. But Rick joined us the last year of his life, and he told us his life was not for long, but we still wanted to have him involved. And Elsie Campbell, I don't know if you knew Elsie, but Elsie Campbell was a landmark in Martin County. He was the chaplain for the Sheriff's Department for many years, and then he pastored a church over in Nettles Island, and just a true man of God, and God took him home. So we've been gradually putting different pastors on. Bishop Green now has joined our board. So it's just good. We just come together and we prepare and we try to address the needs of the pastors. Because there's a lot of information that that we can get together and provide for them, maybe a breakfast, a lunch, maybe get a couple people that will host it. But so really our primary focus is really doing what we can for the pastors and having gatherings that will bring civic and business leaders together. We've had some powerful speakers at these Christmas proclamation suppers, and I hope, Rhett, that Jonathan McClain's going to have you as a guest at his table this year when we have it, which is the first Sunday of December.
I'd be honored to be there. I'd be honored to be there. I've only known Jonathan for a couple of years now. But he's got a warm glow about him. The real McCoy. He's in line with the Lord. I certainly wouldn't be on that station if he hadn't prayed about it and got an unction. Odd circumstances, but anyway, he's pretty remarkable guy. And everybody at that station, Sherry, of course, is great. We have Karen. Who's just a gift of the Lord, and her great sense of humor. We're always giggling together. And then there's David. He right. has a great sense of humor. And Dave isn't. So it's an amazing. But what's amazing is they're a modest group. There's nobody that's overwhelming or dominant or trying to dominate. They keep it pretty simple and right on line with the love of Christ, and keep putting one foot in front of the other. You know, and. That's what we need to do. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Jim Way, though, because he influenced, like I said, when I first came to town, I actually slept on his floor of his condo in Fort Pierce. And he hooked up with you, and now you're involved with this alliance. And I'm really amazed about this thing you do one Friday a month, because, you know, I'm sure the Lord is in that. And it's amazing how people respond to love, isn't it?
Well, to me, it's not amazing. I mean, the term is, it's the truth. It's what Jesus preached. He preached love. And so when God, who is Jesus, is telling us what we need to do, it calms the seas when people who are in Christ are in a situation where the other party is angry and they're able to talk Christ-like. All of a sudden, the level of the other person comes down, because after they vent, they realize that that's not accomplishing anything, and yet this other person is receiving me and treating me with kindness and respect. And that's what is lacking in this country. We can't, as a country, come together and respect one another. Things have become so visceral that it's either white or it's black. There's no area in between, and it's sad. It's dividing families, And as I'm fond of saying, Satan's got the best 7-Eleven in the world. I mean, he's fully staffed. He operates 24 hours a day. And, you know, we need to realize that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, also works 24 hours a day.
Well, you know, a friend of mine said, he's a black man in Vero Beach, and he said they took the neighbor out of neighborhood. It's the hood now. It's called the hood. He said, yeah, they stole the neighbor out of neighborhood, and we got to put the neighbor back into the hood.
Well, it's true. I mean, if you get the chance to come to our Christmas proclamation supper, you'll see the diversity there. That's the body of Christ. And again, the whole sole objective of the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is to bring the body of Christ together, not just pastors. Pastors are the ones that promote the gospel of the Lord on Sundays and lead Bible classes and missions and whatnot. But they're civic leaders that have tremendous responsibilities. That makes them no less than a pastor because they have constituents that they have to make certain that are governed properly and ethically. Business leaders the same way. Business leaders that need to know how to treat their employees with respect and have good moral character, demand it, expect it. And when that's done, the impact to our community is phenomenal. And I want you to see just what's happened in economic development in St. Lucie County. It's exploded. I don't even recognize Port St. Lucie anymore. I
mean, it's crazy.
It's huge. But God has blessed us. He has blessed us. You know, and that's in my final year as the chairman of the Economic Development Council, there's two important issues that we're working on right now. One is affordable workforce housing, which is absolutely critical. Now we have the county and both cities working together. It's one of the first times in 40 years that I've seen the two cities and the county working together. That's God. And also workforce training, because all the businesses in the area are really have a critical shortage of skilled workers. So we're trying to address those two goals as part of our economic development. So I'll be leaving that part of my life, the business world, at the end of December. I'll still be on the board for one more year, but hopefully the Way Cafe will be in full swing by that time. And that will be taking a great deal of focus of my time.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation. Palm Beach Ironworks also provides machine shop services, welding, press brake, shear and brake, and they work with steel, stainless steel, or aluminum. Located at 7768 Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Ironworks can be reached at 561-683-1816.